The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 36 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
All right, we're going to start hour number two. Call me, 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333, and we will talk. We have a lot of open lines. We want to hear from you. Let's talk to Fred. Fred, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I have two issues. One of them is with a ceiling fan. I have two ceiling fans. The light switch works. I mean, the fan works, but the light switch has stopped working on two different fans. Should I just replace the fans altogether or get them fixed?
When you say, you mean the light switch, is it on a pull string or is it on the wall?
Both of them have a switch on the wall, which cuts the fan on. The fan goes around, but the light switch doesn't work. When you click when you pull the light chain, it doesn't work.
Okay, so it's the light chain is what's broken on it.
Okay.
Is that what you're telling me? And, yeah. So it's
yes, sir.
And both of them, were they both the same kind of fan?
They're both, I think, Hampton Bay.
Okay. How old are they?
I've been in the house. What, 16 years? 10
okay.
years. I'm sorry. I've been in the house 10 years.
And they were there when you got there?
Yes, sir.
And okay, I'm asking you these questions before I make my determinations like a doctor. Did you check the light bulbs?
Right. Yes, sir. We changed the bulb.
Okay, good. Good. I got to ask that. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I feel
sir.
Bad asking you. Okay. If it was me, I would replace them. I would not bother trying to get that pull chain stuff going on. They're throwaway items, especially the Hamptons. I've bought a million of them. I have them in my house, some of them, and I've tossed some of them too. So that's going to be up to you. If you want to try, you can, but I've tried it and it's just too much trouble.
My wife is shaking her head. No, just buy a new one.
Okay, good. So that was easy enough. Yes.
Okay. The second issue is, the drapes in my master bedroom have the bolts came out of the wall. The drape pole fell down.
Yes.
Now, if I buy an anchor to put in that hole and just screw it back in, or should I drill new holes?
No, I think you could use the same hole. Is it hollow behind it?
I have no idea what's behind it. When I put the
okay, well, stick a little nail or a little tiny screwdriver in the hole, and if it's hollow behind there, when it came out, did it pull a little rubber anchor or anything out of there? A little plastic anchor?
I do not know because there's nothing there now but sheetrock, and I put the screw
okay.
in there to see like there's a lot of room to move around.
Okay, so if you can put something in there more than a half an inch, and it's not touching anything, I would tell you to get a butterfly anchor, which is the ones that expand when you pop them through the hole and they open up.
Yeah.
And I would reset it in the exact same hole, but I would use one of those so it grabs behind the sheetrock, and you'll never have any more problem with it. It sounds to me like they just screwed in the sheetrock, and the thing finally said, I've had enough of this.
Okay. Butterfly anchor. Thank you.
Do you know what those are where they have the silver ones that you squeeze and you push it through the hole, and then it expands, and then you tighten it down?
No, sir, but I'm sure the guy at Home Depot knows.
Yeah, tell him you want a butterfly, an expandable one that goes off the back. You want to use the same hole. You might even have to make the hole just a little bit bigger. Don't get a big drill or anything. Just take a screwdriver and just wallow out the hole so it's round, and then when you fold this thing down, pop it through, and it'll spring open. It'll be silver. You have to put it on your connector first, and then it screws on, pop it through, opens up, and then you screw it tight, and it'll stay there, and you don't have to drill new holes.
Thank you very much. The new ceiling fan, if I buy it at Home Depot, can I get them to hang it, or do I need to call somebody else?
If you're going to get, if you don't want to do it yourself, call Right Touch Electrical. Call one of my electrician and have him come out and do it. They'll take care of it for you. I don't know who you're going to get through the Home Depots and Lowe's. I just assume you know who you're getting. They're all going to cost about the same to hang it. So get somebody that. Right Touch Electrical.
Thank you,
can always go to homeshowradio.com. Everybody's there. You betcha. Good calls. Thank you. Those ceiling fans are not worth trying to save. In the old days, what was the name of that one that everybody loved? They still make them. Anyway, it was like you had to put oil in it and everything, and it was really expensive, and now they're all just... What's nice is you get rid of the old one, you get a new one. The only thing about the new ones, just in case you're going for it, and Bluegrass Tim, you're going to be up next. You just hang loose a second. I got to get this out. Is the lights. They don't use two switches anymore on the wall. They don't use the pull chains usually. They use remote controls, and it's only on one electrical hookup. And you got all these dimmers and this, and it's all done on a remote control, which I hate all these remote controls, but that's just me. You might love it. But you can look at it. Look how the light kit is controlled and see if you like it. I don't know if they do the pull chains anymore on some of the new fans because I haven't seen them. Everything's coming with the little antennae that sticks up there, and everything is on remote control. And then the little batteries go bad. You can't turn the thing off, and it's a pain. I like the old switches on the wall better. Anyway, that's just me because I'm old, and old people don't like change and get off my lawn kind of thing. Bluegrass Tim, you hang loose a second. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get right to you. I want to tell everybody about Abacus Plumbing. You want to buy a new toilet, new sink, new faucets? That's fine. You want somebody else to put it in? I guess you could go to the box stores, and they'll line somebody up who's on their payroll, but on their list to do it. But I would tell you, go to homeshowradio.com. And in the case of plumbing fixtures, go to Abacus Plumbing and say, hey, I bought this stuff over at Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace Hardware, wherever you bought it, and say, hey, I want it hooked up. Let's make an appointment where I'm home these certain days, send somebody over, and they'll install everything. And that's what you want to do is you want to make sure you know who's coming to your house. You want to make sure you get good quality people. You don't know who's coming to your home anymore. It's really getting kind of dangerous out there. All of a sudden, now they got the guys who are trimming trees and taking people out, and somebody comes in your home and robs you while you're out walking around with the other tree guy, and they say they're from the center point and all this. It's happening in our neighborhood now, so I just say get off my lawn and I sick the dog on them. But as far as that goes, when you call Abacus Plumbing and they come in a truck that says Abacus Plumbing, they probably will send you a picture of the guy showing up. That's the new trend now because of the crazy world we live in. And you can be assured that the plumber that comes to your home is a good quality person. And they do service over 40,000 people in Houston a year. Abacus Plumbing, you can count on them. They have been in business since for 20-some years now. And they came to me when they first started with two guys in a truck. And now today they're huge, they're big, but they still have that same, Alan has not dropped that at all, they still have that same quality that the client comes first. Abacus Plumbing, give them a call at 713-PLUMBING. No matter who or what your problem is, because you know who is going to come to your home, and that's important today. That's another reason to use my certified home show pros, because I use them. I know who's coming to my house. I want you to know who's coming to your house and be assured it's not somebody that you cannot trust. That's homeshowradio.com for everybody, and Abacus Plumbing, when it comes to a plumber, you can count on them.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Houston Powder Coaters. Don't buy new. Renew your outdoor patio furniture. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Airline Vacuum Central Vacuum System. The last vacuum you'll ever need. Arcosa Crushed Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies. Paying you for recycling your concrete and asphalt while making Houston a greener place every day.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Tim next. Tim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm working on one of my projects.
I'm wondering what that project is, Tim. I'm ready for the surprise. What you got?
So I called the garden show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
With my old farmer trick. You don't remember?
You're going to have to remind me, but once I used to start all in
with burn ashes.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay, I remember. Uh-huh.
And
what'd they say?
Planting by the Farmer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I highly recommend it because farmers are the ones that learned how to grow things.
Well, that's the truth. I wish I could just say, yeah, do whatever they say in a book because they learned how to do it. My job's not that easy, but it makes sense. I mean, the Farmer's Almanac's been around forever, so I assume that's not going to be a bunch of hoo-hoo. Yes, I know. I have his bust here in my studio. Him and George Washington. I got their big head staring at me.
I'm so jealous. But, no, okay. Like, nobody does things like the old times anymore.
Right. Well, they didn't have chemicals and tractors and stuff like that. They had to figure other stuff out. So use what they had on the farm, which is smart.
The other thing is, I was just listening, people talking about ceiling fans and stuff.
Yes.
How many people reverse their ceiling fans between summer and winter anymore?
How many people know?
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
But you know about that, right?
Of course. I don't use my ceiling fan in the wintertime. I don't like the draft even going up, but that's what you're supposed to do if you're going to use it to move the heat around. I don't like heat, so I'm a little weird that way. But as far as that goes, yes, I know all about it. If you don't have heat and you do it, you get colder. So I don't do it because I don't like using the heat.
I still burn wood.
I got
wood,
a sweater.
So. I still burn wood during the winter, so...
Well, that's okay, and I have a gas log system that I'll use and just let it kind of heat the room up. I don't mind that, the flame I like, but there's something about a gas furnace I just don't like them. If I can avoid it, I avoid it all the way.
Oh, no.
I got close. Yeah.
Nah, I wish I could find an old Ashley King wood stove.
Well, I don't know about that one, but you can buy wood stoves still. I used a lot of them when I had... three up in Lake Placid, New York. Those things they got too hot. I had to open the windows. They would all of a sudden it's 110 degrees in your house. It doesn't have a thermostat on there. It was pretty,
exactly.
They were pretty intense. Yeah. Oh, they worked, no doubt.
But now I'm working on some other projects. I know you always get interested in what I'm doing, so.
Well, it depends what you're doing, but the bluegrass still fascinates me, yes.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how my lawn cutters have them come every week now. So,
well, I wish you'd send us a picture to our website so I could see it.
I'll go take one right
if
now and put it there.
Okay, and I will tell them to make sure that I get to see it because I want to see what this bluegrass looks like in Houston.
Oh, and by the way, yes, I did order from because you said. When I talked to you yesterday, you didn't know if I was ordered from where you said. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I remember giving you, I looked it up for you to find the bluegrass seed. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember doing that.
And I still have it, but I also ordered 500 pounds from the local co-op back in Tennessee where I grew up.
Oh, well, that's good. As long as you can get it. I just didn't know if you could get it. You had asked me, and I thought, I'm pretty bored. Let me go online and see if I can find bluegrass seed. And it's there. You can buy it by the bag, and they'll deliver it.
But I ordered it from them, but I also, you know, because, you know, they our local co-op was where you went when you couldn't find nothing else growing up, so...
Well, I understand totally, but remember that seed will go bad over time, so it doesn't do any good in it. It's like a vitamin. Vitamins don't do any good in the jar. You got to put them in your mouth. So get it out somewhere.
I've done got it. I've got it soaking in a old freezer that went bad. I've got it soaking, letting the seed grow.
Yep. Awesome. All right, Tim. Well, I appreciate it. We got to move on because of the clock, but it's always good talking to you.
Have a good one, bud.
All right, brother. Thank you. 281-833-3333. We got one caller holding Rod. Rod, we're going to get to you next. And the rest is open lines, so give me a call. I'll be with you till 11 o'clock today. I mentioned Right Touch Electrical earlier for those ceiling fans. They are a company. It's electricians. That's all they do is electrical work. And they do service work. It's hard to find electricians that want to do service work. A lot of people don't like going to other people's homes, and I kind of understand. Being in the service industry, you have to be nice all the time and patient and pleasant and clean and, you know, as clean as you can be in the business. It's just, you've got, it's a different mindset. A lot of guys just want to go to work and just be left alone, and they have their plans in front of them and they do it. But with Right Touch Electrical, these guys are, they're ready to go to work at your home. They're ready to find what's wrong. They're ready to tell you what's wrong. And then you decide if you want to fix it. They'll tell you how much it'll cost. They consult with Will, who's the master electrician, on the phone all the time. If it gets real difficult, they make sure all it's trouble. They just don't go and say, okay, your plug's fine now. Why did the plug go bad? Well, it could be a something down line. So they're going to check everything. Everything's clean. It's good. But they say, well, your plug went bad because of this and that and this. And so if we fix this and we replace your plug, it won't go bad. So a lot of people just keep replacing a broken part. And that's, electricity is more than that. And that's when you can get into trouble and you can get your house burning down, or you can get electrocuted, or somebody could get hurt. So be careful. Electricity is something we love, and we're not going to give up no matter who says what. We are going to have lights that come on, and we're going to have air conditioning and heat and everything else that comes on, and it's going to take electricity. So let's do it right, and let's keep everything safe and running with a call to an electrician when you need them. And that's Right Touch Electrical. From problems like a new breaker panel all the way up to just having a ceiling fan hung like we started out the first hour with. Either way, they're there for you, and you can find them and everybody else at homeshowradio.com. That's Right Touch Electrical.
Fly me to the moon.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And let me play.
If you hadn't noticed, Chad picked out a lot of moon, sun, eclipse kind of music. I don't know if people noticed, but he has a good time doing that. So we will let him enjoy himself when he picks music for every week's show. To me, it would be very arduous. I don't know if I'd like that job. Let's talk to Rod. Rod, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
I've got a little situation going on with my garage ceiling. Mm-hmm. It's coming loose. The tape comes loose first, and the sheetrock starts to sag, and then sections of it just fall off. I'm assuming that since this house is 40-odd years old and this garage has been out here with no heat, no air conditioning, and in the temperature extremes that we get, that the sheetrock is just deteriorating. It just falls off the nails that it was installed on. Is that
That's probably true. Yeah, if it's sheetrock, is it attached or detached?
Not sure.
The garage, is it part of the house, or is it away from the house where you have a breezeway to get to it?
No, well, this is just an attached garage.
Okay. The reason you have to have sheetrock is because it's a fire-rated sheetrock. Fire-rated right. Sheetrock, when it's an attached garage, has to be put in there in case there's a fire in a garage, because garages carry a lot of flammable things that could, start on fire. And over time, you're right, the sheetrock starts to let go around the nails. The nails start to get loose. If you can catch it before it starts to fall, and you say some of it's fallen so it's too late, you can get back up there and push it back up and then re-nail it next to the old nails and save as much as you can at this point, or you can save it when it starts to happen. When you see the tape go is the sign where you go back and nail it. It'll still have to be taped, floated, and if you want it to look good. And painted. But as far as that goes, if it's beyond that, then you'll have to pull it down. But if it's still savable, it should be okay. It's just around the nails where it gets bad, because those are the weak points. And over time, you're right, it's the moisture that gets to it. Sheetrocking a garage is always a poor idea, especially on the ceiling, because eventually it's going to go with our humidity and our weather here. But building codes require fire rock in an attached garage. That's why detached garages that you've seen in the old days that were built a lot in the 60s and 70s away from the home, they will not have the sheetrock. And the garages before that might not have sheetrock either, because they didn't have those fire code requirements. And that would have been in the 50s and 40s.
Right. Yeah, one other thing I've noticed, and I did try to save some of this stuff when it started to sag, mm-hmm. and the problem I had with that is that the ceiling joists are just so hard, I can't get a screw or a nail in them.
Really?
I mean, the nails and everything are still there, and they're fine,
mm-hmm.
except that I can't get new screws or nails into the joists. They're just like brick.
Yeah, you might have to end up using a gun.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, to nail this thing, it's going to have to be nailed, and it can be re-nailed, but I understand that it does get harder over time, depending what kind of wood it is. Hopefully it's not cypress, because that gets like concrete, like you say. But as far as that goes, it's going to have to be redone, and if you can save what you can. And if you need a mechanical nailer like a gun, or if it gets really bad, you can put lumber next to it, softer lumber next to it, and nail into that. But it's going to have to be put back up.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that. I was just wanting to pick your brain and see if I was thinking correctly about this. It's just the sheetrock.
Yeah, you are. And it's not a serious problem. It's a pain in the tail problem. That right. has happened over the years, and it's unfortunate that it's happening now. What's really bad is when somebody parks a $100,000 truck, because that's what cars cost today, in their garage, and all of a sudden the sheetrock falls in there and tears the truck up, or whatever okay. kind of car you have, especially if it's a convertible and you left the top down. It happens. People will wake up and go in their garage and go, what happened? Something happened last night. I think we had an earthquake. But when sheetrock is so heavy, when a little bit starts to go, it just keeps pulling, and it just comes right. down really fast sometimes.
Exactly. Well, okay. I'm like I said, I just wanted to get your opinion and see if I was right about the sheetrock deteriorating.
You are absolutely right on the money.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, and I sure enjoy.
And if you need anybody to put it on, you don't know who to get, call Rudy's Quality Painting. They can re-sheetrock your ceiling, tape it, float it, and paint it if you want.
That's what I was planning on doing.
Okay, I would do it too. I wouldn't want to hang sheetrock at my age. That's a pain over your head. But good luck to you. And the fire rock's a little bit heavier, a little bit thicker too. At least it's supposed to be. So if that's what they used, you're going to find that's a hard one to get up over your head. And here's the deal with sheetrock, and this is why it gets really hard. You can get it up and you can use braces, but you have to push tight first. Then you set your connector. Your connector will not pull it tight. Like with wood, you can set a screw and then you start to drive the screw. The screw will pull the wood tight. With sheetrock, the screw will drive right through the sheetrock, and the sheetrock won't give and pull tight in most cases. You have to push it really hard first, and then set your nail, and then set your screw. So you got two sets of muscles doing different things. If you're doing it by yourself, it gets really hard. And yes, they do make nail guns and screw guns for that kind of thing. And you're probably going to have to use that in that hard, old hardwood that got so petrified over time. That's why they call it petrified wood. Systems Pavers is a company you call when you want to put a paving system down for your driveway, your sidewalks, your walkways, all around your house. Just pave everything. Pavers are fantastic. Unfortunately, in Houston, they had a bad reputation, as well as they should, because nobody knew how to put it down. And what happens is you go online, people go, I went on the internet and I did exactly what they said. They said, put 2 inches of crushed granite down, do this. It doesn't work because of our soils. We're totally different here. What you have to do is excavate, and you don't see that on do-it-yourself videos. And so people kept going down the wrong road all the time because of the internet. They should have just outlawed the internet altogether. then we wouldn't have to worry about TikTok and bad videos out there. But they're out there now, and nobody's going to outlaw it or get rid of it. So you got to be careful with it. It's like my grandmother used to say, if it's on TV, it's got to be real. No, it's not real. So you've got to be very, very skeptical when you see these things. But that was a big problem. But there's a company here now, System Pavers, are all over the country. And every part of the country they handle a little differently because they know the science behind, I hate to use that word after COVID, but they know the reality of how to put this stuff down to keep it down, and they know how our soils work. And the best way, just like you do with a slab when you put a soil down, get rid of the old soil first. Just pull it out of there and bring in the good stuff. And then lay it all down. And the other problem was the edging. They came up with all these little plastic pieces and all this do-it-yourself stuff. It didn't work because the soil moved, the edging moves. So they have a soft pour edge they put in. You have to see the video at our website. There we go. I'm going to push it to a website now, homeshowradio.com. You can just see what they do. You don't have to do it. Just see what they do. But that's what impressed me. That's why they're on the show. I was, when they first said we got a paver company, I said, uh-oh, I don't know if I want them on the show. I'll talk to them. My mind's always open. And when I started talking to them and I said, all right, here's what I want to know. How do you put it down? And they started going through the process. I said, well, I like this. I really do. And that's when my mind opened all the way. And, you know, they say 20% perception is 100% reality in our business. And so I got past that 20% and I liked it and I kept going. And they know how to put it down. So if you want pavers, you can have them now. The paver itself is fantastic. It's made in a controlled condition. I think it's 8,000 PSI. But as far as it goes, when it's down, the color's all the way through. You don't have cracking because you have all the expansion joints around each paver. And if there's any problem for 25 years, they come back and fix it at no cost to you. It's System Pavers. You say, well, they won't be here that long. They've been here longer than that. They started on the West Coast, and they've moved across the entire country. They're here to stay. That's at least for a while, as far as you're concerned. That's System Pavers. Find them at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
We have open lines. Call me 281-833-3333 and we will talk. Let's talk to Alan. Alan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, how you been?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's been a long time. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, I don't know who you are, but I like you, and you're my best friend, so thank you very much.
You and me chatted one time at the Walmart there at 1960 and 249 when it was still open.
You know what? I know who you are. Okay. Yes. Well, nice to hear from you again. Yes, sir.
Anyway, I don't want to hold you. I know you got a million callers.
No, I don't, so your time. What's I got?
I got some land in the country. I put a little trailer house out there.
Uh-huh.
When I go up there, do a little ranching and run around and stuff, but I want to. Can I put a fireplace in that thing?
Sure, why not?
Well, I don't know. I don't really
okay,
want to touch
yeah,
a hole
absolutely,
in my roof.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking if I could run something through the window.
Well, they
like,
have backdraft
like
fireplaces. You want a potbelly stove and you want to put it through the wall instead of the roof?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could just run it through my window so in the summertime I could just take it all out and put it outside.
That's going to be how you're going to have to figure out how to do it. But as far as taking a stove and running it out a wall, it's done all the time.
Okay.
So window is like a wall. I mean, however you want to do your window detail, I'm not sure how you're going to do that. But you've got to make sure you have your clearances. You got to make sure that it doesn't start anything on fire. But it can go up and then a 45 degree out, and it can even go to
a
90 degree too. Huh?
Through the wall?
Yeah, through the wall or through a window. Okay. A window's on a wall, so it's still about the same detail. I don't know how you want to detail your window, but it doesn't have to go straight up. It can go out to the outside like that, yeah.
So you can go out.
You can get inserts that are back vented. There's a lot of different things you can do.
Okay. Well, I got a little bitty wooden stove that, you know, I thought, well, I'd like to just use that to kind of heat the house because I don't have central air heating in it, so I'm just kind of...
Well, it'll definitely heat it. Those little stoves get hot as can be. Now, you got to make sure it's sitting on something that's fireproof. You have to make sure that if it's a double or triple wall a flue, so I'm not sure which one that's required. You can't just use a single wall. Anything it touch will be so dang hot it'll start it on fire. So you got to follow the requirements of that stove. But yeah, you can go out a wall.
Okay. I kind of thought you could, but I just wasn't sure, you know, how I would go about that. But I'll do a little research and.
Yeah, do a little research on it, but it can be done. And how you want to do it out your window, I don't know if you're gonna, how you're gonna do that. Just make sure you use the proper flue and this thing will be able to handle it. But as far as exhausting out the back, yeah, you can do that, and then it goes up so the rain doesn't go in there. There's people that you'll see it done all the time up north. You'll see those things sticking out of people's walls and their basement walls and things of that nature.
Yeah. All right. All righty, sir. Well, God bless. I appreciate it, and keep on rocking and rolling.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate you. When I say that, my listeners are my best friends. I don't have a social life. I don't do well in the public, except if I'm on performing, I'm having to do a talk or something. I guess I do okay. They always say it's all right. But as far as one-on-one, just being, you know, buddies in the back porch with a beer, I'm not really good at that. So, and I don't have a social life like that at all. You know who does? Rudy's Quality Painting. They do. Rudy is a very sociable young man who does a great job. We talked to a gentleman earlier that needs some help with his garage. Sheetrock, Rudy's got it covered. Taping and floating, Rudy's got it covered. Texture, if you need it. Absolutely. Rudy's got it covered. And of course, they're professional painters. They will do all the paint. So they can do the entire thing and carpentry work too. So you want to add crown molding or window trim or chair rail or anything like that. It's all about Rudy's Quality Painting. I've known Rudy, I've got to say, 25 years. I know his wife, my son, my middle boy used to work over at Rosen. His wife was, I think, was part of HR. I know these people. These are the kind of people that I can say, you know, they should be welcome in your home to do the work. You can rest assured that when they come and when they leave, everything of yours is still there. I can tell you that. And if my mother's endorsement means anything, Rudy and his crews were the only ones allowed in her house. She didn't want me in her house. She would have them instead. And she always felt great. Just get Rudy to do it. That was her motto. So she's no longer with us now, but he did a lot of work for me and for her, and not only on my house, but in her house too. Rudy's Quality Painting, when you need that touch of a professional painter from the carpentry work, he has carpenters. You know, you hear people on radio, I hear them say, oh, well, you don't want a painter doing carpentry work. Well, that's not the point. The point is that people have different skills, and you put the right people with the right skills in there. It's not one person does everything, although some people have more than one skill. I do. I could do carpentry and paint. The painting's the easy part. It's getting all the prep work done, and that's what the professional painter does, is all the prep work. The paint, the coating goes right on. It's like painting a car. You see those prep guys, they're bondoing and they're sanding and then they're doing all that, and then the paint guy just goes in there and sprays it. So the paint's the easy part, and then, of course, the clear coat and all that. But in the wet sanding, it's all the prep. It's all the in-between, the coats. The painting is the easy part, but they do it all at Rudy's Quality Painting.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
It's not warm when she's away. Anytime she goes.
Let's see. Let's get back to the calls and talk to Paul. Paul, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom Tynan.
Hi.
I figure you're the person to call for this. I used to live in apartments, and every time I had a problem, I called the maintenance, you know. But since then, I bought me a house, and I don't have a problem.
Okay.
I got a my chimney. I got a leak. It looks like it's coming down the wall. I see a spot, water spot on the roof, and it's kind of like directly above the chimney. And I crawled up on top of the roof where the chimney was, and I think I saw the problem. It's that flat top, what do they call it, the chase? I saw the caulk or whatever around in the sealer was broken up, and I could see it welling up the water up there, and I think that's the problem. I was wondering
on top of the fireplace? On top of the flue?
On top of the roof.
On the roof, not the flue, but the roof. Correct.
Right.
I'm trying to get it clear because you got two trades here, and I'm trying to figure out which one you're going to need, but where we're going with this. But it's on the fireplace, or is it on the roof where the roof meets the fireplace that pumps through?
On top of the roof, on top of the chimney. There's a flat piece.
On top of the chimney.
That's, okay. It's galvanized piece, and it's all rusted, and it's all the seal's broken up around that that round tube, and I'm pretty certain that's the problem. I'm just wondering, do you know a good person that I could call to repair this chaser or replace it? Really, it needs replacing, and I don't.
Yes.
I see several options, but I just want to get somebody good.
I know the people you need to call. See, the reason I had to ask those questions is because you don't need a roofer for this. You need what's known as a chimney sweep, and call Lord's Chimney and have them come out and fix it. They're the ones that can take care of it. That's that roof cap you have, that chimney cap you have on there. If it was masonry, we call it the crown, but that they're the people that take care of that. A roofer, you really don't want to deal with that. So call Lord's Chimney, and they can take care of all that for you. You need a chimney sweep.
Lord's Chimney. Yes.
Yeah, if you want a phone number, I can give it to you.
Appreciate you.
All right, you ready?
What is that number?
281.
Uh-huh.
724.
724, right.
3400.
3400, Lord's Chimney.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say it slow like I'm on a military radio.
I press it, and it just punched in, and then I'm like, man, I gotta fix the chase first, and then I gotta get somebody to sheetrock this stuff on the inside, because the damage has already reached the inside. But yeah, I gotta fix that first. I know I have to fix
Make sure that there's no damage to the flue and stuff, because it'll start to rust out and rot out too if it's going on a long time. So Lord's Chimney will make sure the whole thing is fixed and make sure it's all workable. And then if you need someone to do sheetrock, you can call Rudy's Quality Painting. I just mentioned him. But make sure that the fireplace doesn't need any more work, and then you can take care of the cosmetics later.
Well, thank you very much for all that, Tom. I'm going to follow up on that. I appreciate that. I need to get it done. Appreciate all your help.
Yeah, please do, because it'll be a mess, and you'll have to rip the whole thing out, and you don't want to get to that point.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Paul.
God bless.
All righty. Thank you. I'm sorry, when I say phone numbers, it's because I'm doing like I'm on a military radio where you can't talk back until I allow you. All right, so, oh, goodness, I gotta remember. I did a little class on radio etiquette for the Texas Military Department, so it sticks in my mind. Let's see here. Mueller Steel Buildings is something a lot of us need. Now, some of us can't have it. You know why? Because we don't have room for it. I was talking to Charlie Mosier, who was on the show with me earlier, and he does a lot of, through his company, a lot of advertising and stage setting and TV commercials and videos for the web. And I mean, that's how he makes his money, right? All for people all over the country. And he's just storing all this stuff. And he just had a whole stage set made where people can come out the front door and do their talk. And it's fantastic, but I said, Charlie, you need a Mueller Steel building. And he goes, I know, I have nowhere to put it. So he has to rent areas across the street in storage rooms and stuff from the storage people. Luckily, he has one across the street, so it's a little inconvenient, but not totally. But a lot of you have the room. And if you have the room and you have stuff you need to store, if you have a place you want to work, if you want a man cave or a she shed or whatever the heck they call them, I'm afraid to use a pronoun anymore. Just whatever you want, it's Mueller Steel Buildings. How about a greenhouse? For those of you who have the green thumb that want to protect your plants during the freezes, just drag them all in, put them on the wheels in the big pots and wheel them all in. And they have kits for that. You want a barn dominium and you want to live your life out on a ranch and you want a big open air house where all your family can come for family reunions and stuff. That's what they do. It's Mueller Steel Buildings, made in America all these years, almost 100 years, made to last. 33 sales and service locations across the state of Texas, and there's four around here for us, one in Conroe, one in Rosenberg, one in Bryan College Station, and one in Orange. And you can go online at homeshowradio.com and start to do your own design of your own building, or take a look at the packages they have, and then you get the contact information, call them, and you can start the process. But if you're going to get a metal building, get a good one. Get one that's made in America and get one that has Some of these have been standing almost 100 years, so get one that's going to last. That's Mueller Steel Buildings.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
System Pavers. Renovate and reinvent your outdoor space with System Pavers.
Trifection Kitchen and Bath, bringing together form, function, and fit in every project.
Arctic Insulation Solutions, for year-round comfort with radiant barrier technology.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get another call in. Let's talk to Thomas. Thomas, you're on Home Show Radio.
Well, good morning. I got two questions. I just had an annual maintenance on my AC.
And, yes.
The guy gave me two suggestions, and I know that you talked about this before, and I think it was negative, but I'm going to ask anyway. He said I could look into a hard start. Is that the correct terminology?
That is.
All right. Well, what the hell is that?
Hard start kit is for older. No, it's okay. You can say what the hell is that. I say it all the time. It is a heater. I'm going to keep it real simple. I could be off a little bit. It's a heater that goes on the compressor. So when it starts up easier. And with old units that are having a hard time starting up, they put those on so the unit will last longer and you can nurse it along and keep it running for another 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know how old your unit is, but I don't know why they don't put them on new ones to begin with. What's that?
They're 3 years old. The AC and the heat are both, the furnace are both 3 years old.
Thank you. I would not put it on a three-year-old unit. If it was 13 years old and you're having a hard start time and, you know, it's starting up hard, then I would say yes. Okay. But there's been a talk, you know, why don't people don't put them on the new units. And especially with the new units, you really don't need them. But you will if they keep them long enough. Most people don't keep a unit more than 10 to 15 years, believe it or not. And I don't understand why. But if you're like me and keep them 20 years and whatnot, then hard start kits might be an option on some of the compressors.
I changed mine out with 19 years just because, you know. But
I understand.
But the second point that he was trying to earn some money was ultraviolet light for what?
To keep
things clean. And I have never had a guy come to my house. I change the filters the first of every month. Nobody's ever said it's dirty at all.
Well, and that's not the point. The point is right now, and every company is going to do it. They're ever since COVID, they're upselling ultraviolet lights. I'm not going to get on them for doing it because they're a business and they want to. It's not going to hurt you any. I would not put one in my primary house. It doesn't make any sense. So my view on that is it's an upsell and every company's going to do it. So if you're a smart consumer, you'll say no. It's like, remember the old day? You're not old enough where they used to sell undercoating on cars and it really wasn't anything.
What do you mean I'm not old enough? I got you beat by about 15 years.
Okay. Well, you remember the undercoating? You remember how they always sold us undercoating?
I'm originally from Philadelphia, and we talked about that all the time for the salt and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it only did so much, but it was a great upsell when every salesman wanted to sell undercoating. Anyway, that's what it is. You don't need it. If your air conditioner is running right, it's fine. If your unit's three years old, I would not spend the money on the hard start kit. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to do a lot for you. If it's 3 years old, it's still under warranty, so just let it go with that. And just say thank you and no thank you.
Exactly. I thank you.
Yes, sir. And I'm catching up with you, by the way. I'll be 15 years real soon. All right. You want to get rid of your lawnmower? When you get to be our age, like the gentleman I just talked to, Thomas and me, we don't want to mow yards anymore. How about Synlawn? can't put it in the front yard. I think the HOA will get mad when you have really green, beautiful grass and your yard looks fantastic in December and everybody else's looks like garbage. So they're going to say you're sticking out. You know, they want everybody. Everybody has to be dumbed down in the front yard with HOAs just so everybody looks the same. I got that. But in the backyard, yeah, sin lawn, man. This stuff is absolutely, it's not for everybody. But if you are a person that just has a smaller yard, I mean, you can do big yards. I'm not going to tell you. You can do a whole golf course if you want. You want a putting green. You want to have an area where it's just really nice all the time. You don't have to use weed eaters. You don't have to use lawnmowers. You don't have to do anything, really. This stuff is absolutely outstanding. I mean, they use it on football fields and stuff. So this is even better than that. You get all kinds of choices. Sinlawn is the place to go. You say, what synthetic grass should I buy, Tom? Well, I'm telling you, this company, after meeting with them, talking with them, finding out about the history, they're really into the history of the, going all the way back to, I think it was the AstroTurf is when it all started. This company is made in America. It's an American company, and they make the best synthetic turf out there. It's called Sinlawn. And if you've considered it, especially if you want to put a putting green in, you got to look at this stuff. Because, you know, a real putting green, you have to mow it at least once a week. I almost put one in once. I said, I'm not going to mow it once a week. Forget it. And then I just gave up on it. And all my friends were mad because they wanted to come over and use it. But as far as that goes, no, this is the way to go with that, too. So there's all kinds of applications. What you have to do is go to their website at homeshowradio.com. If you're considering synthetic turf of any kind, you know, you can use it in outdoor gardens on rooftops and stuff. And some of these homes you have down inside the loop that go four stories high with the patios and you want an area with some turf on there, it really makes a cool space. So there's a lot of uses for it. Sinlawn. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. And if you're going to go down this route, go down the route with these people. These people are all over the country. They're here in the Texas area. They're local people, and they want to take care of you. So Sinlawn is the way to go with your synthetic. It's a hard thing to say. Synthetic lawn. Sinlawn. You can have grass that never grows, and that's a good thing.
Measure equal parts of hydrophosphorus with it.
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
When is a good time to actually start planting?
We believe gardening should be fun.
Welcome to the roller coaster.
Right.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros, making gardening fun again. Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
Well, y'all are talking about murdering. I hate to bring this up.
You call?
Some weeds.
We answer. Advice and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping.
You can do the super seaweed like I do every Friday.
Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610.
On everything.
And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.